Piano music by Mozart, a joint choice this evening of myself and Dr. Viva Valladares from the Rotary Club of Elizabeth. My name is Chris Hughes, and this is the Voice of Rotary on 1197 AM RPH Adelaide. Now, you've given us a good picture, Viv, of your expedition to Vanuatu, and you were there for a couple of weeks. What about the plans for the future? Are you have you left instructions that what should be done, or are you planning to go back? Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, it's certainly something that I want to try and do on a regular annual basis, if possible. Whether I got the funding from my club or not, I would certainly want to do that. And as it happens, I have got a lot of backing from my club, the Rotary Club of Elizabeth, as you know, which is putting some money together and trying to get other clubs involved to fund some equipment to take across there and thereby help us to work better. We also want to actually get one of the local Nevan health workers who helped us there and has worked in the dental field. We want to get them across to Adelaide and train them. I'm happy to do that at my practice. Train them to at least provide preventative prophylactic care, which means just, you know, cleaning the teeth and getting rid of as much of the tartar and that is possible to keep their general oral health up to scratch.
So money comes into it, doesn't it? I didn't ask you about the funding of your visit across. Did people pay their own way, or did was it all funded by Rotary? Or
No, what we actually got sponsor clubs. So the Rotary Club of Elizabeth, which is my club, obviously was my sponsor club. They also sponsored my daughter, Agnetha. Then we had the Rotary Club of Clare sponsor one of the girls. We had the Rotary Club of Maitland and the Rotary Club of Alice Springs, which sponsored the members from their area. So we had a few donations as well, monetary donations, which helped us to buy a lot of materials, dental materials, which we took across there. So we put them all together and took the materials there. And I'm hoping that now that we know what's available and the facilities and taking more equipment, if we can there, we would be able to have a continuing, ongoing, sustainable project in Vanuatu.
Is there any sort of dental service in Vanuatu? There must be some sort of medical service, is that right?
Or they have the hospital.
Yes.
They have a hospital. This clinic is separate because it's run by the church, the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah, right.
But they rely on dentists, as I said, like myself, from Australia or New Zealand, who go from time to time. And so they were more than happy to have us go. Sometimes they'll have therapists who go and treat children, but that's not on a regular basis.
Yes.
And then, of course, there is a dentist there who takes the mobile van and goes out to the outreach areas.
He's a local person?
He's actually an Australian citizen who has now settled there, and he's got a beautiful practice there, but he actually manages the van.
Yes.
And it's actually maintained by himself and Novo Dental.
Yes.
And they actually look after the van and make sure it's running well.
Yes.
And they take it out to these outreach places.
Novo Dental, that's a commercial firm?
Yeah, yes. Oh, right. So they, because with, as I said to you earlier, Dr. David Goldsmith got the help of Novo Dental to put this van together.
Right. Exposing my ignorance as usual, population of Vanuatu, any idea?
Over the 83 islands, it's about 256,000 roughly.
Right, okay.
So it's quite a few, yeah. And as I said to you, I gave you some statistics. So, you know, the number of people there are unable to avail of dental.
Very difficult to get to the islands, surely.
Yes, apart from that, but also their earning ability. Apparently, they earn something like $350 in the month.
Yes.
And that, of course, has to cover food and everything.
Yes.
So dental would be the last thing that they could afford.
And sticking with finance for a minute, just doing some mental arithmetic, which I'm no longer much good at, it really would have been quite expensive for your group to go to Vanuatu, wouldn't it? Something of the order of $25,000 or $30,000 altogether?
I'd say around $15,000, more like it. But yeah, because the
We're talking about fares both ways, and some accommodation and things that you took and so on. Yeah.
Well, this is why the Rotary Club, our district, sponsored.
Yes.
Most of this, and they paid our way, obviously.
Yes.
The sponsors that we got from our clubs was more towards our uniforms and, you know, personal items.
Yes.
Whereas all the bigger things like the airfares and the accommodation and other things was paid by the district, who puts money aside for these sort of programs.
Yes. So you've got something planned for next year, or is that still in the planning phase?
Because my club, as I said to you, our president Jim Buckhawk has been very insistent about having this project on its way, and is organising to get the funds to get the equipment across.
Tonight I've been talking to Dr. Vil Valadares, a dentist from Rotary Club of Elizabeth. And she's been talking about the recent trip across to Vanuatu. This has been the Voice of Rotary on 1197 AM, RPH Adelaide. Next Tuesday I'll be talking to Peter Allen, and he'll be talking about a current problem under focus in our country, and that's the problem of domestic violence and Rotary's role in alleviating that problem. So in the meantime, it's a good night from my guest, Dr. Viv Valadares, from myself, Chris Hughes, from Richard Parks, who's been managing the technical side. It's good night from the Voice of Rome.